is Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor.
QSD, QSD, QSD. Good evening, everyone. This is Whiskey Alpha 4 Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I'll be net control for tonight's University of Michigan's Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net on this, the WAQM repeater. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed amateurs. You do not have to be affiliated with the University of Michigan to participate. The purpose of the net is to discuss club events, practice net control techniques, exchange information, ask questions, and just have fun. Break for time. I'll take check-ins in the pub and portable stations, then all other stations. New hams are especially welcome to check in. Do we have any short time leaving? Please call now.
This is November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo. Dave, a pedestrian mobile, and you kept dropping out there.
QO Echo 8, Papa Whiskey Victor, portal.
Okay, we have NASBD Dave, followed by KE8PWV, portable. Do we have anyone else who's mobile, short time, or portable? Please call now. Hey, nothing heard. Let's start with Dave, N8SBD. Yes, Dave, my finger kept, I have to keep my finger jammed on the push to talk on this any tone break. It's giving me quite a bit of finger exercise. So what do you have for us this evening?
Hey, this is N8SBD, Dave. And pedestrian mobile, just taking a walk around the neighborhood here. And I wonder what kind of any tone you've got that's causing that kind of problem. I have these two handhelds, and I usually don't have a problem with them. But anyway, that's it. Back to net, N8SBE.
Yeah, okay, Dave. I think this is an 878, one of the original ones. And the plastic thing that covers the push-to-talk has worked itself loose, and I have been unable to get it back into its slot. So it does require quite a bit of pressure at this point. Next up is KE8PWV Portable. Mike, how are you this evening? I got about one word out of 20 there. You started out strong when you checked in, and there were a few words I could understand at the very end, but nothing else in between. So I'll tell you what, why don't you, if you can move to a higher place and use higher power, I'll call again on you at the end of the net. Thanks for checking in, and maybe we'll be able to, between me dropping my microphone for my push to talk and your portable, we might actually get something. After that, do we have any other stations wishing to check in tonight? Please call WA4DSR now.
WSAG, this is Matt. How's my signal? I'm low power. I could increase power if I need to.
Signal, Matt.
Charlie 8, Tango Oscar, done.
Ski 8, Echo Mike Victor, Ed.
Bravo 6, November uniform.
Okay, I have WSAU, ACATO, WAEMV, KB6NU. Do we have anyone else? You heard? So let me start with a little bit of astronomy. In the morning, about 2:30 in the morning, of August 5th, there will be an impact of a Falcon 9 rocket body on the edge of the moon, and it just might be visible in a small telescope. So we'll have more details next week, but this Falcon 9 launched a couple of lunar landers, and now the rocket body has come back to haunt the moon as well. Let me start with WSAU Matt, followed by AC8TO. Matt, how are you this evening?
Pretty good. Maybe that's the reason they came out the telescope I bought a couple of years ago. Well, technically it's still out. It's but I haven't used it in a while. It's still sitting in the corner of my garage because it takes up a lot of room. Anyhow, I spent a couple hours yesterday and a couple hours today chopping down the forest that grows over the fence from Woodbury Gardens into my yard and into the power lines and with a hedge trimmer on a stick and a pole pruner, and I don't remember a whole lot about what was going on before that, because kind of a brutal work. I didn't mind it so much when I was younger, but now it's time to rest the rest of the day after I've done that. Anyhow, so we thank you, Becca. Thanks for that.
Thank you, Matt, and good luck with all your trimming. Next up is ACATO Don, followed by WAEMV. Ed, any exciting news or news in general tonight, Don?
Thanks, Pat. ACATO Don here. Nothing terribly exciting. I feel your finger pain. I'm not even sure where it is at the moment. I haven't used it in a long time, but I have one of those. I believe it's also an Ringtone 878. And, yeah, even though mine, I don't think it has any, like, defects or breakage, it's still just awful. I'm like ready to almost get like a C-clamp or something on the push to talk, whereas the SICOM I'm on now is nice light touch. So yeah, trying to think, not too much. There have been some interesting band openings, especially up on 6 meters. I've gotten a couple dozen 6 meter contacts, which are normally relatively rare. So yeah, interesting summer band openings. That's probably it for me, ACATO.
Okay. Thanks for the report on the band openings. And I'm guessing we have 2, maximum 3 weeks before the students start to flood back. So the time has come to enjoy Ann Arbor before it's too late, before it gets too crowded. Next up is WADMV, followed by KB6NU. Ed, anything for us this evening?
This is WADMV. Thanks, Pat. Two things of possible interest. I have a OpenWebRX Plus monitoring station at home and was alerted to a 2 meter band opening and tuned in and heard a station near here in Manchester, WAEDE, communicating over what must have been a sporadic E opening on 2 meters all the way to Texas, something I'd never heard before. So the operator is Ed. I sent him an email after I responded to that, and he confirmed that, yes, he had had seen that, and I had also seen 6 meters. My U-loop antenna tuned 6 meters, which I was a little bit surprised by. I had been watching the 6 meter activity for that. The other thing of interest is that the University of Michigan Men's Glee Club and the Alumni Glee Club joined forces with about 40 voices to sing the national anthem at Comerica Park yesterday. I was happy to be on the field. Unfortunately, the Tigers lost, but it was still a great day for a ball game. And this is the Alumni Club, at least part of it, that sang the World Series at the 1984 World Series national anthem. We were invited back. With that, back to Matt. This is WADMV.
Thank you, Ed, and thanks for the news on the 2 meter opening to Texas. Interesting. And your performance at Comerica Field. I'm sure many of you were aware that there was a music concert in Michigan Stadium last night, and which went on until past 11 o'clock at night, which we didn't here in North Burns Park, and all sorts of people with boots and cowboy hats wandering around. Made for an interesting afternoon. Finally, on this first round through, we have KB6NU Dan, and I'll follow him with KE8PWB portable for a second go. Dan, how are you this evening?
For DSR and the net, PB6NU. Well, we could hear that concert all the way up here in Upper Water Hill, almost to M14 on Friday night. And they must have turned down the volume because we didn't hear it at all yesterday. So who knows what's going on there. My big activity the last couple of weeks has been a lot of POTA. Since they made the Iron Bell Trail a POTA entity, that trail runs through Bandimer Park here by my house. I've been going there four or five times a week, and I'm up to 850 contacts already from the Bell Iron Trail, so I'll be hitting 1,000 there pretty soon. The other thing, since we're all talking about other things, I've been bowling lately this summer. The lane where I bowl on Monday nights has many tournaments over the summer, and people just show up and pay $30, and that money gets divvied up amongst the top bowlers. And I've gone four times already, and I've managed to. It's a sort of a playoff system. Depending on how many show up, the top four, six, or eight bowlers make the playoffs, and then those people win some money. And I've managed to get in the money two out of four or five times so far. So I'm shooting for a 200 average this fall. We'll see if I can do that. But I've been having fun in these bowling mini tournaments. Back to you, this
KB6NU. Hey Dan, this is WA4DSR, net control. Thanks for the report on all the POTA and the Iron Mountain Trail. I have to go look for it sometime. And also for your success in bowling tournaments. Congratulations. It's been a decade, if not almost a century, since I bowled last. Anyway, last on this first time through is we're going to give KE8PWV, who's portable, a second chance. Mike? Let's try again. Well, I'm sorry about the first go around. Let's just check how am I coming at that? Loud and clear, Mike. Loud and clear. Much, much better. Perfectly understandable. Oh, the last transmission, thank you. The last transmission was out wandering the yard towards the repeater and in the house. I'm up another. Oh, probably 18 inches, so maybe that's helping, despite the glass attenuation. Anyways, not sure. It sounded like Dan was clipping a little bit there. Maybe it was my end. In fact, I've got to try that trail as well, Dan. And that's been a heck of an accomplishment, both for you as well as the anybody else going there to perform a tighter speed. Yeah, too bad they lost. And that's about it. Yeah, I was saying that it paused for just a second here. Paused just so I could get the repeater time. I was saying that I was looking at trees and saying I need to throw up another antenna for the wintertime. And that's about it. So with that, I'll turn it back to you. It's really good to get back in the repeater, at least on RF, and I hope the EchoLink, John and company, are trying to get that back yet for the EchoLink. Thank you for running the net. Good to hear everybody. KDA-DWV-73. Mike, thanks for checking in. Good signal that time, and good luck with the antenna in the trees. So I heard KB6NU breaking in there. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, if any of you are interested, I'm planning to head over to the park tomorrow morning. I should be there by 9 o'clock, and you can check out the park and watch and make some contacts. If you bring some gear, you can make some contacts of your own.
Thank you very much, Dan. I got a doctor's appointment, or I picked you up on that. And then Tuesday, I got some electrical stuff on me. I don't think they want me to have RF on me. 7-3.
ahead, before I issue a call for new check-ins and rechecks, let me bounce this back to ACATO. Don, what is the status of getting the Echolink back on?
ACATO Don, it's still in review by the IT security people as far as I know. You know, because it's not university-owned equipment or anything up there, it's it kind of raises some issues for them, so I don't really know. I've not been in the thick of it myself, so, but from what I've heard, it's still undergoing review.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for, or Don, thanks for all your work on that. Do we have any new check-ins or rechecks? Any new check-ins or rechecks? Please call Net Control, WA4DSR now. Okay, with that, we'll close down the net. Tonight we had 6 check-ins plus myself for a total of 7 stations on frequency. And thanks to all, and looking forward to hearing all of you next week, same time, same frequency, and you've got plenty of time to switch to the 145.15 machine for the ARPC net. Good evening, everyone. WA4DSR clear.
6NU, KDCWB.
Yes, thank you again for the offer. However, could you just send to my email a push pin of some sort where you hang out for doing that? Not that I'm going to try to stalk you or anything, but I want to make sure I understand where that trail is. I kind of understand where it is, but I want to make sure I have a good location on it.
Sure, I can do that. What you want to do, too, is look at the DNR page on the Bell Iron Trail. It shows the whole map, and you can zoom in, and you can see exactly where it goes. Like, it goes through Gallup Park. It goes through the Delhi Metro Park, or one of the metro parks up here in River Drive. I operated from there the other day with Eric, KF8FCC, and I was thinking of trying to find a bunch of other spots along the trail, although I think I'm going to go for 1,000 first at this location. I mean, it's right by my house. It takes me 5 minutes to drive there, 15 minutes to set up, and I'm on the air in 20 minutes after I leave my house.
That's why you're so good at it, man. Good job. But is there another place, after you send that to me, but is there, I mean, you can be anywhere on the trail, but you got to be on the trail if I read the rules right?
You have to be within 100 feet of the trail.
Very good. Do that. I potentially am going to be on the road Wednesday for a couple weeks, so maybe when it cools down a little bit more, too. But, so if there was through Dexter and all that other stuff, then I presume that's like the border stuff?
The county, I think it follows the border-to-border trail.
Okay, maybe we can find also another adjacent park that gets get a tutor. All right, Dan, I look forward to the push then, and try to catch you maybe Tuesday, but, I'll ask them if I can hang around while our transmissions are going on. All right, I wish you good hunting tomorrow. Or, excuse me, actually, people hunting you. And look forward to the push then, and thanks to the tree and the other people on the net. 7-3, Dan. See you later.
Catch you later, KDCWB.
Bye.
KD6NU, clear.